Welcome to EAA Radio. I'm Wireless Mike.
I'm Paul Pradecker.
And now we are joined with Rick Perry of Aircraft Electronics Association. How are you doing?
Doing well. Good morning.
Excellent. And I hear you're working on this new thing called ADS-B.
Well,
not so new, but new.
Not so new, and working is a relative term.
Tell us what your group is doing for it.
Well, we're the Aircraft Electronics Association represents the avionics industry as a whole, and so we facilitate the information flow between, in my case, government and the shops themselves, and keeping them informed of what's going on in the timelines and those types of events. And we tend to get a little involved in educating the consumer as well. Our Pilot's Guide to Avionics is designed as a consumer's guide to help them ask better questions in the process.
So you see yourself as a liaison then between the agencies and the manufacturers and the users?
Very much so.
Yeah.
We're an advocacy group. Mm-hmm. 1,300 companies worldwide, 43 countries. So we deal with, in this case, ADS-B and just about every domain where it's been introduced. And the challenge we face is that we're 80% small businesses. And so we're trying to protect small businesses in the process.
And what kind of questions are you getting about the technology and ADS-B these days?
When's it going to be free?
Uh-huh. And what do you say?
It's not.
It's not.
No, of course.
The challenge we face is and what I've really been advocating at the consumer level has been, you know, we're roughly about 1,117 work days away from the mandate. Okay. So if you want to fly on January 1st, 2020, you have 1,100 work days to get the job done. There's three things that I'm really pushing for people to take away from the seminars that we deal with. The first one is talk to your shops. Plan your cockpit. It doesn't take a lot of information to be able to look at, well, I want to be ADS-B compliant. All right. Well, that's great. It's, you know, the modernization of the transponder, and there's just not a lot of activity to that. But that doesn't give you a lot of benefit. You know, ADS-B in, which is not a mandate, makes flying more fun.
All right. So there's probably a few people out here who are, we've already lost them. What is ADS-B in? What is ADS-B out? And what are the differences between them?
ADS-B out, automatic dependent surveillance broadcast. Okay. If you look at a normal transponder, radar signal out, pings off the aircraft, comes back in. There's a time delay between the two. The closer you are to the radar, the quicker it is, the more accurate it is, the more narrow it is. ADS-B takes aircraft position from satellite, GPS, WAS, takes it and broadcasts it in live time. So you don't have that radar delay. That's ADS-B out. That's the modernization of surveillance. And that's, I mean, in the simplest of terms, that's all it is.
Okay. So it's roughly equivalent to an updated transponder sending out your position.
It really is.
Okay. So what do you get with ADS-B in?
In is the flight information. That's the golden child here. Okay. That's your weather services. That's your traffic services. Okay. I fly on the East Coast. Flying with traffic and weather is...
It's a full-time job, right?
Well, you know what? It's interesting because before you have it, you wonder why you would want it. I got flight following. I do a weather brief before I go. I mean, you know, all this. Once you fly with it, it's like having a microwave in your house. You'd never consider not having it.
So what kind of weather information are you getting on the ADS-B in?
NEXRAD.
NEXRAD radar.
It's the government weather comes in. You get NOTAMs. You get a lot of information comes in. Very basic, mm-hmm. but very much like you would get with a weather briefing.
So you can imagine there's a lot of safety enhancements that are coming with this that really will drive some safety initiatives for the industry.
It's having that information in the cockpit helps in pilot decision making. You know, it gives you real time information. You know, you fly tank to tank, you fly VFR, you get a good weather brief before you go. You hope you get some weather briefing along the way. You don't have the visual. This gives you the visual. And the beauty of it is that it doesn't have to go to a multifunction display. It can go to your iPad. It can go to your tablet. It can go to your portable equipment. I mean, there's no bounds to it because it's not regulated.
Right.
At this point, it's voluntary and it's encouraged. But to get the full benefit of ADS-B in, you have to have ADS-B out.
And that you mentioned about the number of work days left before the, you know, the date. In aviation terms, that's like tomorrow, actually.
Very much so.
I mean, people need to be making those decisions now.
Well, you look at the like I said, the three things that I've been encouraging people. Talk to your shop today. Have this conversation. Everybody I talk to has a different airplane, is used in a different way with a different configuration. The solution is different in each case. So have that conversation up front. Plan your upgrade. Are you going to upgrade your navigator to go to a WAS navigator, or are you going to go to an independent WAS engine, you know, kind of like the blind encoder bolted on top? Are you going to go to an upgraded transponder with Mode S capability, or are you going to go to a standalone UAT that sits under the seat? You know, what's your solution? And then schedule it. Scheduling, it's the big piece of this. With 1,000 days left, we are going to get into a crunch situation in 2018 and 2019. We know that. And if this follows what everybody else does, we're going to really have a ramp up in 2018, 2019. So you want these projects scheduled ahead of time.
So you said if we follow what everybody else has done, are you referring to other states that have implemented ADS-B?
No. Other FAA mandates for equipage.
Of course.
Yes.
Yeah. We always wait to the last minute. It's human nature.
I have a firm believer that all pilots are deadline orientated. And you give them a deadline, they will meet the deadline, but they're going to take every last day that they think they have.
Right. Exactly. Yes.
I've done a quick walk through the exhibit halls already this morning. I'm sure I'll do it, you know, a few more times before I leave. But I see that there are a number of your industry representatives that are talking about ADS-B. Is this the main focus for them this year?
Generally, I'd say yes. Mm-hmm. I think we have some new technologies out there. You know, we've got envelope protection, which is really good. Some new products there. We've got a lot of electronic products that are coming out to replace some of the legacy steam gauges. Mm-hmm. I think this year we've got a lot of ADS-B, so it's a ramp up. But don't let that take away from the other products that are out there, because you know, if you take a legacy airplane that you know the old steam gauges and starting to wear out, and you know, we can put the best ADS-B in there in the world, but if gauges aren't working, it's not that great.
And what exhibit hall are you in? I know that you have the Pilot's Guide to Avionics, which you offer free to exhibitors. Where are you in the show?
We're in Hangar B.
Okay.
We're in booth 2035. And what I will add to that is that we, as we did last year, we have a promotion for ADS-B. And so we give away a $1,000 certificate every day of the show for ADS-B equipage.
That's very good.
We're not selling anything, okay? We just want to help promote early equipage for the benefit of not just ADS-B out, but encourage the ADS-B in to be piggybacked on it so that we get that flight information in there. And so we've got this promotion. We did it last year. Great success. And again, this year, owner operators are welcome to register. We're not selling a thing. You don't have to buy anything. All you have to do is have ADS-B installed, I think in the next 12 months. And it has to be done at one of the AEA repair stations. And there's roughly about 600, 650 installation shops that are catering to the piston singles.
And is the AEA you must go to other business trade shows and events, or for example, do you go to MBAA and places like this as well?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. The solution for ADS-B is different depending on which sector of the industry you're looking at. In business aircraft, for instance, a lot of the transoceanic has already had ADS-B, and so we have version 1 being installed there. We're actually into version 2 for the U.S. compliance.
And so not everybody who is listening to this is actually on the field, mm-hmm. although most people would like to be. But if they're not here, do you have a website that they can go to find this information?
Sure. Our organization website is AEA.net. We have a portal there for NextGen, AEA.net/NextGen, and they can get all that information there. Unfortunately, they can't register for the giveaway. Got to be here for that.
Being here has some has some.
That makes it
advantages.
Fair for the people who are visiting, right?
Exactly. Yes. Exactly.
Added incentive for people to come if
Absolutely.
You're close to, you know, right on the line.
Yeah.
Rick, is there anything else you would like our audience to know about your group and your efforts?
We're here to help. And if anybody's got any questions, I'll actually be in and out of the booth all week here. So be happy to have any conversations with anybody on it.
Very good.
All right. Well, we really appreciate you coming in. This has been Rick Perry and with the Aircraft Electronics Association. And we've been discussing the upcoming ADS-B mandate that starts in 2020. You're listening to EAA Radio.